Okay. So we're going to move on in our flow of the Aseret HaDibros that we've been dealing with so far. The first couple of weeks we dealt with the first week, how the Aseret HaDibros, how they compare with the 613 mitzvos, that they are like the bris, they're like the agreement. And last time we discussed how they were to a certain degree doomed to fail, perhaps. Didn't have the word Tov anywhere in the first Dibros because it was such a high level that we were meeting Hashem on that it wasn't really Shayach that we should be able to maintain that level, which would make sense that we still celebrate, you know, Shavuos, and we still celebrate a day that after all the Luchos are broken, but that's not so troubling anymore because we understand it still reminds us of that extraordinary level that we were able to reach, even if for a brief moment. I guess like Lahavdil, kind of like climbing Mount Everest, you know, you take a picture, you know, even though, you know, if you stayed up there for X amount of time, you couldn't possibly survive, but you still take the picture, you know, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to get there, and then you know you're going to fall, but you want to get there. Okay, so that was last time. Tonight, we are going to work on the Seder of the Aseret HaDibros. Now, we all famously know that the two Luchos were the five of the Ben Adam LaMakom and the five of Ben Adam LaChavero. But the truth is that if we think about more specifics, the individual Dibros, I don't know if we kind of just think of them as the Ten Commandments. And we probably think of them like if you would, you know, switch them around the order, that wouldn't be so problematic. The order doesn't seem to be of great significance. Yeah, obviously the placement on this luach and that luach is surely important. The famous discussion about Kibbud Av Va'Em, why is Kibbud Av Va'Em on the first luach with the other four mitzvahs ben adam lamakom? Fine, that's all a famous idea, but does it really matter if I do, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 7, 6, 8, 9, 10, or, you know, whatever order you want, you know? Usually, my kids are getting a little older, but I think Baruch Hashem, by now, most of them know it, though they still have to think about it. Every Parshas Yisro, every Parshas Veschanan, you can count on the question at the Shabbos table, so who thinks they know the Aseret HaDibros? And, you know, yeah, they usually pull together. But I'm not makbid about the order that they get them in, per se. And the Maharal, really, as we would fully expect, you know, those of us who come to Maharal Shir pretty frequently, which is Baruch Hashem, a lot of us here now, tonight. So we know the Maharal doesn't leave any detail undiscovered and just as random. So what then is the order of the Aseret HaDibros? So I think I'd like to start with the second five. That's not what the Maharal does, but I don't know. I think it's a little easier for us to understand. And if we'll have time, Mirtz Hashem, we'll be able to come back to the first five and we'll be able to understand it. Did anybody have any thoughts? You know, I'm open to suggestions. Anybody have any thoughts as to the... this is not something that you can't get. Any thoughts as to what the order of the Aseret HaDibros? Let's think about the last five. Let's say the last five. The last five, for those who didn't chazer in Parshat Yisro, they didn't go to shul or something. You know, so there's Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, not murdering, not committing adultery, Lo Signov, not stealing. Let's call it regular stealing, stealing, kidnapping, whichever one. Lo Sana Berecha Eid Sheker, you can't testify falsely, and Lo Sachman, you shouldn't be jealous. Any thoughts? You know how to turn yourselves off mute here?
You could say that possibly that the first ones are going on, or like life first comes with Hashem created life. So like Lo Sirtzach, you can't kill. And second to that is you have to be committed to relationships with Hashem. So same thing as Lo Sinaf, you can't have adultery. That's not you're not having a good relationship with your spouse. Then you have Lo Signov, which I think because Kiddushim it says Lo Signov again, which means money. So here it has to be kidnapping, which is again taking somebody. You can't take somebody's life. I mean, take him into your own hostage, you know, in your own house. It's not yours. He's not yours to have control over.
Okay. So
Aedus, you know, I think each thing, there's the order is from like the most extreme to what would seemingly be more trivial in relation, you know, how you relate to man, like.
Excellent.
Like from
excellent.
Like, Mephistos to Mumminus.
Good, you're getting better. In the beginning, I didn't like what you were saying, David, but in the end, you saved it. Yeah, in the beginning, because you were just explaining each one. This is about killing somebody. This is about commitment. Like, what does connect? Well, why can't I switch the order? It had to go 6-7. At the end, you saved it a lot. I'll explain. Asi, you had something to say?
Something along the lines of what David said.
Good. I think you're both on the right track. Is what the Maharal says. Yeah? So again... It's just something that I just don't think we tend to think about. So he says like this. He says that the five of the last Dibros are really about, remember, let's remember what we said previously. That's why I introduced what we said previously. We said previously that the Aseres HaDibros are a bris, and this first a bris, Ben Adam LaMakom, and then one Ben Adam LaChavero. So all of the Dibros are really meant to be Ben Adam L'Chavero. It's the treaty, it's the agreement almost between us and Chavero. So if we think about the bris component, if we think about the treaty between them, we say like this, let's look at the levels of crime that we can commit against somebody. And the Maharal says, along the lines of what you guys were saying, like this, Los Yirtzach is the guf itself. Your mom is killing the person. Yeah, that's obviously the greatest affront to Bein Adam L'Chavero, that you're out to kill somebody. This is, of course, the greatest. Then it goes down a step to Lo Sinaf. Lo Sinaf is, of course, adultery. Maharal explains that, you know, Ishto Kegufo, and the Isha is the thing. He has a beautiful Lashon. It's a beautiful Lashon. I know what I'm looking on. Yeah, but mostly guys in Shaduchim over here. Yeah, a couple of married guys. Yeah, but mostly guys in Shaduchim. It's a beautiful Lashon that he says. He says that... What's that, Mayor? As soon as the virus is over, yeah. Okay, yeah. So... He says the Ritzicha, of course, is the person himself. He says Lo Sinaf is something which is Hashlomas HaAdam. It's not the Adam himself, but it's something that completes the person. It's something that makes the person whole. The famous Gemara in Yevamos, Kol HaShari B'lo Isha, Shari B'lo Choma, you know, all sorts of things that he's missing. So it's something that's very, very significant, Hashlomas HaAdam, but by the same token, not the person themselves. Yeah. Then after that, now we're going a little bit further down the tier, which is down to Lo Signov, which he seems to take, he doesn't bring up that whole kidnapping thing. He just takes it a little bit more like stealing, you know, which is, of course, Lo Signov, it's all the klolim, so it's the klal of Lo Signov. And that is, you could even say it by kidnapping, but the point is, you're taking something from the person, but that thing is a little bit more removed from him. Honestly, between you and me, I would even say, even if you're taking him and kidnapping him and you're making him work for you, yeah, and something like that, that's still something less removed than taking his wife, and certainly less removed than murdering him, right? So either of those signals you have, it's certainly still one step removed from that. And now by each one of these, I want to clarify, I don't mean to say that the crime is less per se. It's just explaining the order. You know, there is a bris. There is an expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of how we relate to people, that it should be in all of the categories. Going down the line, I'm sure you guys are already finishing the thoughts in your head. Going down the line, we then have the fourth, or the ninth rather, which is Losana Bereacha Eid Shaker. You shouldn't testify falsely. Now, testifying is already even one step further removed. That what? As people would say, I didn't do anything. You know, my hands are up. My hands are behind my back. I didn't, yeah, okay, but you said something. And you said something false. So that is something that, even that is Ben Adam L'Chavero, something that we, of course, all know can be extremely terrible. If we lie about something, if we testify about somebody. But again, it's even less active. And of course, finally, the You know, the one that everybody always talks about, you know, lo sachmod is not to be jealous, which is not even something, it's my relationship with the person only really within myself, but it's my relationship with the person. It's my relationship of how I'm feeling towards that person. And even that is expected in the bris of the Aseres HaDibros. So that's the five, and that's how he explains them. Now, the truth is, it's a nice vart. You know, honestly, I think we have to try. You know, I always try to do this when we learn Maral. It sounds always very, you know, heebie-jeebie, very mystical, and like, I don't know what this means. It just sounds good. You know, it sounds like good Shemar Brachos Torah. You know, but I think it's really about life. You know, it's really about, you know, our personal interactions. If we think more about our personal interactions, we will consider, you know, what realm are we dealing with this person? What can I do for the person? You know, if we're dealing now, we have coronavirus, person's in the hospital, you're dealing with the person's life itself, he needs your help. Of course, that's like, of course I have to stop everything and I have to go do that, right? That you have to think about, you know, on what level am I, we could say it in the negative or the positive, and what level am I hurting the person? What level am I helping the person? It's like an interesting way to you know, am I helping his whole body? Am I helping his shalom bias, which certainly is something, you know, that is something that can have extraordinary impacts on a person, as we described before. He doesn't have the hashlama, he doesn't have the completion that he's been seeking, or he's married and the shalom bias is not going well, then that's impacting him very greatly. If I can help somebody in that, that's again, very high level stuff. You know, can I help him with something physical? Maybe. Can I give him a nice word? Yeah, I can give him a nice word. Can I make him feel better by doing, yeah, I can make him feel better. So, you know, we can understand that there is a hierarchy, and based on that we can think about, A, whether the thing, you know, I'll even say it because we're all humans, you know, and especially me, you know, I like to joke around. I joke around with my Talmidim all the time. Now on Zoom, it's being recorded even. It's horrible, you know, and I joke around. I don't really record my shiurim, don't worry. But sometimes you have to think, you know, there are times that something's over the line. You know, you have to think, like, which line are you in? You know, are you in the, like, oh, we're just joking around, a bunch of guys joking around line, or are we in the, like, wait a second, I'm already, you know, lying. I'm already using my words to really be harmful. Am I really making him feel bad? Am I harming him something? Am I taking something away from him? Am I causing some friction, chas v'shalom, between a husband and his wife? That would be a horrible thing to do, right? That would be a horrible thing to do, right? So again, this vart that the Maral is saying, I think, is impactful in our ben adam l'chavero in a real sense. If we'll apply it, if we'll look for it, we have to look for it. But that's something that we can take out from here. Now, the truth is, the Maral, I wasn't sure if I have time for this, but I think we do. The Maral actually says the same thing is going on in the first five Dibros. The same exact model is happening in the first five Dibros. Let's give everybody a chance to think. We have Mamish. This is great. We have all the classical guys here at Maral Shir. Everybody came in. Asi even came and joined us. Yeah, okay. You guys have to meet each other. It's like different generations. You know, Asi is from like the first generation of Maral Shir, you know. You should really meet Avishai, who's the new generation, and Nehemiah is in the middle. We have everybody here. Roni, Roni was before Maral Shir even existed. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful chevra here. David, who actually started this whole, David started this whole thing, this whole recording and sending out the WhatsApps, yeah, beautiful, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so, let's give it a shot. Well, what are the first five, how does this relate to the first five Dibros? Just give it some thought. You can say if you want, but just give it a second, the thought that I think it's going to start to flow in. You know, when we teach here, we want to learn Torah, we want to be able to teach Talmidim how to think, right? So, it goes like this. Oh, Nehemiah, you ready for us? Go ahead, Nehemiah.
I guess so. No, I think it goes to a much more like overt, I guess, like fear in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with basically not believing in one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a much more sublime fear, which is not believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through not being Shomer Shabbos, which is a zecher to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us on this certain day.
Okay, good. So Nehemiah got one and four. Let's fill in the blanks. Okay, so it goes like this. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, belief in God, that's of course number one. And that's if you have a problem with that one, you have a big problem. You have a big problem. You're not really relating to God at all. It's basically like killing a person. It's the same thing as accomplished. If you do Anochi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Los Yitzchak to the person. The person is no longer, and Anochi is God is essentially no longer. Right? You have gotten to the essence. Lo Yielacha. Well, Lo Yielacha Elohim Acherim says there shouldn't have other gods. That might mean, yeah.
Have like relationships.
Relationships with what?
If you are Dodokri, that's basically saying,
right.
I have others.
I
this woman has other someone else.
Good, good. I see the comparison, right? I see the comparison to Lo Sinof. Staying even here, it's saying this is a god, but there could be other gods. Again, to us, polytheism is very unusual, but whatever it means, that means, yeah, there's this god and there might be other gods. Like, you know, like Paro talk, you know, like who is this god? You know, I got other gods, you know, but there's a god, okay? I recognize that he's something, so then I have impacted his hashlama. I've impacted his completion that he's not the only god, so that's already obviously exceedingly problematic with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's called Avodah Zarah. But nevertheless, in terms of how it's impacting that bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one step removed. Going down the next one is the tricky one. Lo Sis Hashem Hashem, not saying Hashem's name in vain, not taking a false shvua. So there, it's related, I think, a little more to God here. It's a little trickier to connect to the Bein Adam
La. Doesn't it line up with Lo Signo?
Yeah, how so, Josh?
Well, I wasn't sure. If we said that the columns line up, right? So it goes right to left, right? So so one goes to six.
Right, yeah. That's what we're doing, good.
So then what would emerge is that Lo Sisa would line up with Lo Signo.
Right. No, it definitely would line up, but I'm just saying in trying to follow the flow of the order, it might be a little different, but I can still see it's connected. I would say like this. Lo Sisa, yeah?
I've heard shot that it's Lo Signo again with if you go with kidnapping, you're taking the identity of a person away, and if you use Hashem's name in vain, Hashem identifies himself by his name. So you can't if you use, you know, just swear whatever, you're not using it.
Right
from the source of where it's supposed to.
Very, very good. I'm heading in the same direction. I'm heading in the same direction, which is that the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe for a different time, when we'll get up to the third of the Aseres HaDibros, we'll do it more in depth. But the shame is something that is the kavod of Hashem. It's His honor. Yeah, it's the honor of Hashem. And therefore, it's not quite his existence, like in the first one, or even that there's other gods. But if you say Hashem's name in vain, if you don't treat him with the proper kavod, so then it's a slightly removed from him. A person's kavod is a little bit more removed from that. And then number four, as Nehemiah told us, number four is Shabbos, which is already not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kav Yechol, but it's about his Bria. It's about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. And that's, of course, more removed from the person. That's what I mean. I would kind of line that up with the Lo Signov a little bit, because it's like his possessions, if you will. It's the things that are his. And that's really what Shabbos is. That's what Shabbos is. Good. And finally, yeah, Asi?
Could we say maybe that, like, if Shabbat is the testimony that Hashem created the Bria, so, like, if you're not keeping that, you're sort of, I don't know if it's really falsely testifying or it's undoing a testimony you're supposed to do.
Huh. I see. Yeah, Shabbos is definitely called an Eidus. Very, very nice. Very nice. We have a whole new shtickle. This is not even all Maral. This is just our own little Chabur shtickle here. Yeah, just lining up the different ones. Very good. Good. So it's Eidus and Eidus. There's like a true Eidus and there's a false Eidus. Yeah, very, very good. And then, of course, the famous question which everybody has, which is, why is Kibbud Av V'Em on Bein Adam LaMakom side? So, if we're following the flow, the question is, how personal is it? How close is it? So, what's really happening is we all know the famous Gemara, which is why it's Amirat Lamakom, because parents are a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shutif, but that's already saying something, because that means, let me just get the Lashon over here. Right. In other words, over here, the parents are not doing everything. They're just doing a part. So it's almost like a partial. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God be kibbut avim, is even just that there's a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. It's not even fully HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the father, it's the mother, and it's partially HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But keeping that is, again, it's showing that relationship. It's showing the relationship extends not only to, oh, I won't personally insult God or serve other gods or say Hashem's name in vain, or sometimes just as bad, calling a person by a name. In other words, you're impacting the person very, very much. But even, and not even his creation, even just something that he's mildly involved in, is already enough to say that we're going to have this bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's still, so it's again, it's like that lowest level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. And then you sense how this flows right into the other things, because the first start with the Ben Adam Lamakom, then it goes to Ben Adam Lachavero, how again we go back through 1 through 5 to explain these things. And again, like we said before, we'll close with this. The whole idea is really beautiful, because it's not saying, as we really know, I mean, these are all very big mitzvahs, we all know, but they're not all Chayiv Misa, they're all very important though. And I think in context of what we've been saying, that it's about the relationship and the bris and the connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it really just shows the full extremity of our relationship. It goes all the way from the from God existing down to, you know, all the things that have to do with God into other people, all the way down to from our end of things. You know, the two luchos is that Hashem's on one side, you know, holding one, and we're holding the other. From our end of things, not only starting at, oh, our guf and how we're impacting other people with our guf, but even our own thoughts and our own feelings, and all of those things are meant to be in this beautiful bris that we call the Aseres HaDibros. So that's the order. Now we have an order, Baruch Hashem. For me, this was very eye-opening. I very much enjoyed this piece. I found it recently, and I hope you did too. And that's something that we definitely have to think about. And like I said before, it's something that we can keep in mind, you know, in our relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our relationships with people. You know, where is this? And when we realize we're maybe someplace we didn't mean to be, then maybe we should think about that. You know, sometimes you don't realize that what we're saying might sound, you know, a little bit, you know, I don't know how to say, a little bit of an affront to a person. It could be a little bit of an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. You know, we have to be mindful of where we're holding in this relationship. It's almost like you could have these, we'll call them 5 and 5, but almost 10 levels of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with people. Okay.
That's like a wonderful.
Okay.